Okay, so this is a diffusion exercise. The first thing I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms, sit back in your chair, and find a comfy position for your back, for your legs, for your shoulder, for your head. And if you're comfortable, allow your eyes to close as you just take a moment to focus on your breath. Just focusing on your breath, breathing in nice and deep and slow, either in through your nose, in through your mouth, just allowing that breath to enter your body slowly in a relaxed sort of way, breathing in all the way down to your lower ribs, and then releasing that breath all the way out, and letting your shoulders relax as you do, letting your chest relax, the tummy muscles smooth out and relax, just letting your whole body relax more and more. So taking a few moments here at the beginning to just get centered into this moment, grounded into this moment, by focusing on your breath, breathing in nice and deep and slow, breathing in through the nose, in through the mouth, really focus on the movement of the air as it crosses over your lips or into your nasal passage. As you fill your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then just let that breath go all the way out. Feel your shoulders drop down, your jaw relax, your tummy muscles go limp and loose and lazy-like. Your hands loosen, the muscles in your quads relax. And you find a comfortable position for your feet, for your legs. Letting your whole body just sink more comfortably down into the furniture, wherever you sit, wherever you lay. So just focusing on your breath, breathing in nice and deep and slow. Breathing in slowly, deeply, comfortably, rhythmically, all the way in. And then when you're feeling ready, exhaling out and letting go of tension and tightness. And continuing to breathe nice and deep and slow, in through the breath, in through the mouth, in through the nose. Breathing that breath air in, filling the lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then letting that breath all the way out. Just take a moment while I'm quiet to focus on your breath, to allow yourself to get centered into this experience. Shoulders dropping down, jaw releasing, tummy relaxing, the muscles in your hands, your fingers, your arms. The muscles in your quads and your calves relaxing more and more. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to explain the exercise to you. So this exercise, as I mentioned, is called a diffusion exercise. And diffusion simply means separating. So the goal of the exercise is to walk towards distressing thoughts, feelings, distressing somatic experiences in our body. Walk towards any triggers, be they internal, external, beliefs, things people said, wants, frustrations. Walk towards anything that might be disturbing or triggering. Walk towards any behaviors or avoidance. To walk towards it all, and in the process we get separation, we get perspective. As humans, we all too easily and all too comfortably have a thought and we act on it without stopping and questioning it. We have a feeling. We all too easily act on it without stopping and questioning it. Someone says or does something, or we interpret something they said or did or didn't do, and we act on it as if it's real and valid, without questioning it, without taking a step away from it, without examining it, we react. We have an experience in our body, tension in our stomach. We immediately assume there's a reason to be afraid. So the goal of this exercise, regardless of whether it's an internal, external event that starts the whole thing, an emotion, a thought, an experience in our body, something that happens external to us or internal, the goal is to begin to be able to sit with it, notice it, look at it, and move towards it. And in that process, we learn to question, we learn to analyze, we get perspective. Instead of the all too often human experience of believing and jumping on that roller coaster and going down the same familiar path, the same familiar habit, with the same familiar outcome. So by getting centered and focused on the breath, by the movement of your rib cage, by the growing sensations of relaxation in the chest, in the shoulders, in the jaw, the arms, the hands, and the legs, you'll start to notice the gentle rise, the rhythmic fall and rise of your chest and your belly. Knowing there's no need to try to control the breathing in any way throughout this exercise, just allow it to get regular, rhythmic, calming and soothing. Take a moment to imagine yourself sitting beside a gentle autumn stream, sitting next to this gentle autumn stream on a warm day. And as you gaze at the stream, you'll notice leaves passing down the stream. Well, those leaves represent events, be they emotional events, thought events, somatic events, behaviors, whether we're approaching or avoiding, reacting. Those leaves represent events in our day. And as you would sit beside a stream, watching the leaves pass you by, this too is what you'll strive to do in noticing thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, internal or external events, triggers, whatever you may call them. You just watch them pass you by without grabbing hold of them, without believing them, without dismissing or magnifying them, just noticing and letting them pass you by. So as you sit by this autumn stream, just try to notice as many sensations as you can imagine, inside and outside of your body, tingling, vibration, coolness, warmth, dampness. Take a few moments to bring your attention to imagining the full dance of sensations you might experience. Perhaps you've had an opportunity to sit by an autumn stream, to stand near and observe. Enjoy the tranquility, the peace, the calm, the quiet. Take a few moments to bring this into your experience, noticing what it's like to feel, to be there. Notice your physical form in its entirety. And then expand your awareness around you. Noticing the sounds, the light, dancing through the trees. The murmurs, the louder noises, vibrations, be they any, the warmth of the sun or the coolness of the breeze. Listen to the sounds, the sensations as they change and dance around you. Keeping your eyes closed, let these sensations dance around you, flickering in intensity, in sensation. Feeling your breath and sensing your centeredness in this area. Just feel what it is to feel there, to be there, to stay there, to enjoy your time there like you have all the time in the world. There's nowhere you need to be, nowhere you need to go, other than being there and taking care of you. Being there for this moment, to drink in, to absorb your surroundings, moment to moment experience as it changes outside and inside for you, dynamic and fluid. Throughout the exercise, it's okay if your mind wanders from time to time, it may. But when it does, as it does, just gently bring it back to your breath. Bring it back to the sounds of my words, coming down, following your breath inside your body, grounding into your experience, and then widening out to the sensations dancing around you. Taking just a few more moments to really enjoy the peace, the serenity, the calm, the stillness, of simply just taking a few moments to enjoy the sensations around you, the imagery, the breath, the moment of calm. Focusing on your breath as your mind wanders, following the breath down inside your body, feeling the wonderful release with every exhalation, letting the shoulders relax, the chest, the arms, the legs relax, letting things become easy again, flowing with the moment-to-moment changes. Every time your mind wanders, following your breath inside the body, noticing with curiosity and surprise the sensations of relaxation. And as it feels like you've come into your body again, expanding your awareness to the sensations around you, dancing, flickering, changing moment to moment over and over again. So when you feel ready, I'd like you to think back to a recent time where you were distressed, when something was difficult for you to manage, perhaps a habitual pattern of thoughts, a rabbit hole your mind wandered down, perhaps a rabbit hole of regrets, self-incrimination, criticism, blame, where you assign failure, inadequacy, a familiar rabbit hole full of shame and condemnation, full of negative thinking, deficit, focus, just general big ball of ugliness, typically moments of anxiety, despair, hopelessness, feeling stuck, overwhelmed, small, but familiar. So allow your mind to drift back to a recent time where you experienced some or all of these feelings. Let it come back to mind. Notice too if you're tensing up and resisting your mind, reliving, remembering this. Notice if you're pushing away from this experience, this recollection. Acknowledge that resistance. Make space for whatever it is you're experiencing now or then, as you recall it. Make space for it even if you don't like it, don't want it, afraid of it. Make space for it. These thoughts, this memory, these feelings need not be your enemy. They are simply thoughts, simply feelings. And yes, feelings can be powerful, but they're not dangerous. Have it, notice it, observe it, invite it in. As it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Let it be as you remember, instead of allowing your mind to change it, make sense of it, minimize it, magnify it, justify it. Our mind does these things so quickly, so automatically. Just see it, embrace it, notice it as it is, not as your mind makes sense of it. Notice the resistance. Notice the resistance to re-experience. By saying to yourself, let me have it, let me feel it, this is my feeling, this is my experience as it is right now. Let me have it, let me feel it, this is my experience as it is right now. Let me have it, let me feel it, for this is my experience as it is right now. Amplify the regret, the tension. Amplify the self-incrimination, the doubt, the blame, the shame. Amplify it all. Let it grow intense. It's okay. It'll be gone in a few moments. Just imagine where you were, what you were doing or not doing, what you were thinking, feeling, what started the whole cascade of events. If there's anything you could smell, hear, feel, it's perfectly okay to let it grow intense. Take all the time you need to remember the whole cascade of events. What you were thinking, believing, wanting. If you could have had a magic wand, what would you have wanted in that moment? What would you have changed? What were you believing about you, about the situation, about the past, about the future? Was there an external trigger, something someone said, did, didn't say, didn't do? Something you did, said, didn't do, didn't say? Was it simply internal, a thought, a memory, a reminder? Remember it all in its glorious detail, and its suffering, it's in its intensity. Notice the weight in your body. Notice the heaviness of the shame, the constriction, the tightness, the nauseousness. Notice the feelings of being stuck, if they're there, of overwhelm. Notice the feelings of blame and shame, if they're there. Notice it all. So as I'm quiet for a moment, just bring up any further details you can give mind to. Noticing all the time any resistance, if there is, to noticing these things. Good. Now the steps in the exercise that I'll explain, the diffusion exercise, goes by the acronym STOP. But instead of one T, there's two, S-T-T-O-P. And the S stands for stop. Most of us, when we have a thought, a feeling, a situation, we don't stop. We automatically believe, magnify, dismiss, minimize, ignore. We don't stop and notice. But instead, what we know is if we do the counterintuitive thing of stopping and noticing, instead of trying to push it down, push it away, push it out of mind, ignore it, it doesn't grow more intense. It's when we dismiss, minimize, ignore, push down, magnify, it grows more intense. Just as the study I described before, when you try to suppress a thought from the white bear suppression test, when you try to suppress a thought, it grows more tense. It takes on a life of its own. So the opposite, the counterintuitive thing to do is to stop it, stop and to face the thought, the feelings, the somatic experience, the triggers, internal, external, the beliefs, the wants, the resistance, to face it all. But so stopping is the most important way of interrupting old habits. When we stop, when we do what we've done, when we don't do what we've done in the past, which is to believe, minimize, dismiss, ignore, all of those things, when we don't do those things, instead we stop and look at it. We're doing the most opposite, counterintuitive thing. So stopping is the single most important first step. The second step, whenever we encounter a distressing experience, is to take notice. Take notice of what you think, are thinking and believing, wanting, needing. Take notice of it all, of what you're thinking about yourself, about others. Take notice of the thoughts. Don't immediately believe them, don't immediately dismiss them, question them. But take notice is the first and most important step. Take notice of what you're feeling. Put a word to it. Put a few words. What's the strongest emotion? Take notice, too, of what you're feeling in your body. Is there tightness, heaviness, constriction, nauseousness? Is there a feeling of smallness, stuckness? What are you feeling in your body? What started the whole thing? What was the trigger? And what did you want to do or not do because of this trigger? If you could have done anything, what was it? What was the fantasy running through your mind? What was it that you wanted to do or not do? So taking notice of it all. The thoughts, the feelings, somatic experience, the reactions, be they avoidance or action, the trigger. Take notice of it all. Take notice in the thoughts of what you're believing, wanting, hoping for. So take a stop and take notice. The third step is to take as many long, slow, deep breaths as you need. Not to change what is happening in your body at that moment. Not to change the emotional experience. Not to change the desire, behavior you want to do or not do. But just simply to observe. So take as many long, slow, deep breaths into 7, out to 11, to observe what happens as you breathe and observe how it changes moment to moment. So the steps so far are to stop, take deep breaths, take notice of all those things and observe what happens as you just sit with it. Observe, take as many deep breaths as you observe what's happening inside of you, moment to moment. What happens with the resistance? It could be intensifying, it could be lessening. Take notice of what happens as you give the permission for whatever you're experiencing to be there. Let it take up the entire space in your body, in the room, in the house, in the building, in the city block. Let it take up as much space as it needs, as much depth, in a three-dimensional way. What's the energy? What's the movement? What's the depth of the emotion, the thoughts, the feelings, the resistance? Take notice of how much space it needs. Take notice of the thoughts and what happens as you just observe those thoughts, moving moment to moment without latching on to one, justifying, minimizing, changing, dismissing, magnifying, letting your mind do its usual work of sense-making, but just taking notice. As you breathe, observe the moment-to-moment changes. Notice all what happens, what changes as you observe. Observe the old habit of wanting to get stuck in this, to magnify it, to legitimize it, to dive into it. Observe as you just notice that. Observe as the feelings get intense, the resistance to the intensity, the feeling perhaps of bombardment. Notice what wants attention most. Observe as you just accept it, make room for it, what happens with it without trying to actively change it. Notice what you're feeling in your body as it changes moment to moment. Notice how the urges change moment to moment. The urge to avoid, the urge to lash out, the urge to cry, the urge to magnify, the urge to self-criticize. Notice how it changes moment to moment. Notice the sensation in your body changing moment to moment. Notice what it wants from you. Notice how the beliefs change moment to moment. Just sit with it. Notice it as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Observe and breathe. Observe and breathe. Just observe and breathe. Investigate this experience as it is with a kindness and a compassion. This is your experience in the moment. Whether you want it, whether you like it, whether you believe in it, whether you resist it, it is your experience. So embrace it with kindness as it is, not as you want it to be. Make space for it with that kindness, a permissiveness, knowing that in the opposite way to what you've done in the past, the more space you make for it, the less resistance there'll be over time. The more permissiveness there is, the less space it'll take up. The shorter duration it lasts, that's just the nature of walking towards distressing experiences. So as you sit with this experience, just breathe through it and observe. So the steps so far are to stop, take deep breaths, take notice, observe. Allow it to be there. Observe and notice the changes moment to moment, taking as many deep breaths. Just stay with it. Allow it to be there. Give it permission. Let it take up space. Notice any urges to act on it, believe it, minimize, dismiss, resist. Just observe it all. Make space, let it take up as much space. Breathe and observe. And the last step is P, plan to respond in a way that would be markedly different from you have in the past. So plan to respond to a distressing thought, feeling, behavior, trigger, markedly different than you would have in the past. For example, as simply as could be imagined, if before a distressing thought occurred, the habit in the past would be to stay and ruminate on it. One markedly different approach would be to immediately put on a happy song that you know is associated with pleasant events in the past. Or, for example, to count backwards, to list countries, to step away from your computer, your chair, wherever you are, and just take a step outside. Take some deep breaths, change your perspective, look around. Whatever it is, stand up and dance, use movement, use music, use changing your environment. Whatever it is, simple or more complex, plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than you would have in the past, in some way that's an abrupt difference. And it may not solve the entire problem, the entire habit, but it's a step in the direction. So it can be simply just pushing away from the desk. If it's at night time and you're getting ready for bed, putting on a meditation, listening to music, a show, instead of lying there ruminating, dwelling, beating yourself up. Whatever it is, just try to give some thought to how can I respond to this in a markedly different way than I might have in the past. So that's the first part of P. The second part of P is plan to respond in a way that shows yourself a wee bit of compassion, understanding, a wee bit of kindness for the experience you're having in that moment. Whatever it is, whether you want it or don't want it, just plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion as you would for a friend. If they were to tell you what they were thinking and feeling, you'd probably respond to them in a compassionate, kind, and understanding way. Try to give yourself a little bit of that medicine. So P is plan to respond in a way that's A, markedly different than you would have in the past. When faced with a familiar, distressing thought, trigger, emotion, whatever it is, and plan to respond in a compassionate, kind way. Whatever you can muster in that moment could be as simple as it's okay. This is my experience as it is right now. Not as I'd want it to be, but this as it is right now. Not forever, but right now. Whatever it is for you, whatever you can manage, just plan to respond in a way that's compassionate and markedly different. So when you think of this experience that you brought to mind, how could you respond to this situation, this distressing event, trigger? Just in the quiet of your mind, how could you respond markedly differently? And then how could you respond in a way that showed yourself a bit of compassion? So as I'm quiet, just bring that to mind. And again, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to solve the problem. It's just one step in that direction. So once again, this is a diffusion exercise meant to eventually, through practice, separate from distressing habitual thoughts, feelings, reactions, so that you can interject more perspective, more choice, more alternative ways of responding. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.